观一还是无法去除恶念，他应当借着缝补袈裟的破洞来使自己忙碌。只要恶念还没有去除，他就应当借着从事各种需要技巧的工作，以便使自己忙碌起来。一旦恶念去除之后，他应当再去静坐修行自己禅修自己的禅修法门。
But today, why you're not leaving them? Why? Because when the evil abortion is satisfied, there will be no time for reflection on the meditation subject. But white ones of all, that's why evil abortion thought, every day will they walk through.
但是他不应当开始从事建筑工作，为什么呢？因为一旦开始建筑之后，即使心中的恶念去除了，禅修者还是没有时间修行。不过古代确实也曾经有智者借着建筑来去除恶念。
This is a story for the death of building anybody. The preserver of data, the novice, it is said, was staying at the great monastery of the city of data, data Mahavihara, and he taught this Silo.
以下是有关建筑工作的故事。以前有一位沙弥名叫比萨，他的戒师住在锡兰东南部比萨市的大寺院。
Reverend said in November 23 chapter, and that this satisfied. Then the elder, having known the novice's latent tendency and his particular meditation device, said to the novice,Wonderful building is there in this monastery. Take me to the Kegla Pagoda. The novice said that. There at Kegla Pagoda, the elder told him, this monastery is very largely property made over to the use of the order as a whole. Make me a personal dwelling place.
有一天，比萨沙弥报告他的戒师说：“尊者，我不喜欢修梵行。”戒师了解沙弥的内心倾向及适合他的修行方法，他告诉沙弥说：“这个寺院里洗澡用的水不够，带我到吉达拉山去吧。”沙弥就遵照命令而行。到了吉达拉山，戒师对沙弥说：“寺院是全体僧众共用的僧物，使用僧物的责任重大，替我弄一个私人用的住所吧。”
Good Reverend Sir, said the novice. He began to do three things at once. The learning of the Sayoga Nikaya.From the beginning, the cleaning of a gap on the knee, and work on the preliminary stage of practice on the meditation of Maya, and re-absorption in the meditation subject, then at the Sayoga Nikaya, to the end, and finish cleaning the gap. Every time all of He informed the preceptor about the completion of the dasgupta. The preceptor said, Novice, it was done by you with difficulty. Today you yourself must stay there.
沙弥回答说，遵命，尊者。于是戒师吩咐沙弥同时从事三件事情。一，从头开始学习相应部经典。二，清理山上的一个山洞， 三，开始修行火焰处。当他学完的相应部经典，将山洞清理完成，并且修行火焰处达到禅那时，他报告戒师说，他已经完成了任务。戒师对他说：“沙弥，这个山洞是你辛辛苦苦清理出来的，今天你自己先在那里住一晚吧。”
The novice once stayed that night in the cave, having obtained suitable weather conditions. He went out inside, reached the ranches, and passed away just there.
当天晚上，沙弥就住在那个山洞里。山洞里的气候条件很适合修行，于是沙弥修行观禅，证悟了阿罗汉果。并且就在那里进入摩涅槃。
Having taken his home, he developed the people with a shrine. To this day, that shrine is known as the shrine of the Kaldar Station.
人们将他的遗体火化之后，建塔供养他的遗骨舍利，一直到今天，人们将这个塔称作
大长老塔。In the Buddha, the Buddha says, if when he is trying to forget those thoughts, and not, if not giving attention to them, they are still trying to him evil emotional thoughts, connected with desire, with faith, and with delusion.Then he should give attention to the removal of the source of those unwholesome thoughts. When he gives attention to the removal of the source of those unwholesome thoughts, then any evil unwholesome thoughts connected with desire, with faith, and with delusion are abandoned. Abandoned is him in some sense. With the abandoning of them, his mind becomes steady and clarity.Quiet death, brought to singleness and concentration. Just as a male walking path might consider, why am I walking path? What if I walk slowly? And he won't walk slowly, then he might consider, why am I walking slowly? What if I stand? Then he won't stand. Then he might consider,Why am I standing? What if I sit? And he holds it. Then he might consider, Why am I sitting? What if I lie down? And he holds lie down. By doing so, he will substitute for each krodha bhaksha. Each krodha bhaksha one that was satara.So do when a bhikkhu gives attention to the removal of the source of those unwholesome thoughts. Then any evil unwholesome thoughts connected with desire, with faith, and with delusion are abandoned in him. And subside. With the abandoning of them, his mind becomes steady, internally, quieted, cross to singleness, and concentrated.
在除妄念心中佛陀继续说，当他努力忘掉那些念头，不再注意他们时，如果贪嗔痴的恶念仍然在他的心中升起，他应当注意于去除这些恶念的来源。当他注意于去除这些恶念的来源时，他就能够摒除心中的一切贪嗔痴恶念，使恶念止息下去。由于摒除了恶念，他的心得以向内稳定、平静、专注一心，就好像一个快速行走的人，他心里想：我为什么要走这么快呢？何不慢慢地走？于是他慢慢地走， 然后他又想，我为什么要慢慢地走呢？何不停下来站着？于是他停下来站着，然后他又想，我为什么要站着呢？何不坐下来？于是他坐了下来，然后他又想，我为什么要坐着呢？何不躺下来？于是他躺了下来。如此，他逐步地用比较细的姿势来取代比较粗的姿势。同样地，当比丘注意去除这些恶念的来源时，他就能够摒除心中的一切贪嗔痴恶念，使恶念止息下去。由于摒除了恶念，他的心得以向内稳定、平静、专注一心。
Can you ask me for a message? You can make me explain that. The source of the evil and wholesome thoughts and the source of the soul should be reflected on by the meditation that what is the cause of this evil and wholesome thought? What is its condition? By what reason has it risen?
关于上述这段经文，注注里的解释如下：禅修者应当如此思维恶念的来源，以及来源的来源。这个恶念的原因是什么？它的入源是什么？是什么理由造成它升起？
He investigates only the what reason or cause do I walk past. Then he says that what profit is there to me by this performing? I shall walk slowly and slowly.
他追查说，基于什么理由或原因我需要走这么快，并且他思维，走这么快对我有什么好处呢？我应当慢慢地走，等等。
The way to a way past is comparable to the way to entry into the state of evil and wholesome thought. The walking slowly to the cutting of evil and wholesome thought conduct.Descending to the descent of the meditative subject into the Vedic mind with the cutting of evil and wholesome thoughts on that. Descending down to the academy of arhatship through the development of insight, the lying down to pass the day in the academy of the fruit that has nirvana as it is object.
经文中谈到的一个快速行走的人，比喻比丘陷入邪恶的念头之中；慢慢地走，比喻切断了邪恶的念头；停下来站着，比喻切断邪恶念头之后，比丘的心安住于禅修的法门；坐下来，比喻透过修行观禅而证悟阿罗汉果；躺下来，比喻他进入阿罗汉果定而度过了一天。阿罗汉果定是以涅槃作为对象而升起的。
It is who gets to find the source and the source of that source of evil and wholesome thought, questioning himself that.To that of what cause, due to what condition are the evil and wholesome thoughts. There is a certainty of evil and wholesome thoughts. When the certainty of evil and wholesome thoughts conduct reaches its highest point, evil and wholesome thoughts are entirely dissolved.
当禅修者寻找邪恶念头的来源以及该来源的来源时，他如此追查，邪恶的念头是具备什么原因，由于什么助缘而升起的呢？这时他心中的恶念就会变弱。当 当恶念减到最弱时，恶念就会完全瓦解。
Vinay shall be brought out through the Yogurupa Chajaka.
透过达卡帕本生经的启示，我们可以了解上文的意义。
It is said that the right Velu was through having been cut off from it is stopped. Well close to the ear of Jebeya,which was asleep at the foot of the Velua tree. Getting up on hearing that noise, it thought, the earth is being destroyed, in flesh. The other beasts which were in front of him fled to see the higher sight.
有一天在森林里，一只兔子在北路瓦树下睡觉，有一粒北路瓦果实成熟了，与果柄分离而掉落下来，打在靠近兔子耳朵旁边的土地上，发出很大的声响。兔子从睡梦中惊醒，他心里想，世界就要毁灭了，于是他惊慌地逃跑，其他野兽看到兔子逃跑，也都飞快地逃跑。
And then dying the Bodhisattva was lying in his thought. The earth is destroying as end of an aeon. Is it in the world between the beginning and the end of an aeon? There is no destruction of the earth.Now let me start going from source to source. I know.
那时候，我们的菩萨身为一只狮子，他心里想，世界只在大劫的末端才会毁灭，在劫初和劫末之间的时期，世界是不会毁灭的。现在我要一层一层地追查消息来源的来源，以便找到真相。